Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of this podcast. Today I am here with a special guest that I have brought to you directly from France and Miami. I am here with Anne. I met her in Miami like a month ago. It was super funny how we met, but I bring her here to you today because she is such a boss. She has her own branding and communications agency, and we're here to talk about something that some of you are struggling or being through because I've been hearing you. So, Anne, please say hi and introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
It's an honor.
Thank you so much. So I'm Anne, and I have a branding agency based in Miami, which I started about like 4 years ago when I got to Miami. And before that, I used to work in corporate in Europe. So I worked at Procter & Gamble and Nespresso right before starting the agency. And I always knew that I wanted to have my own business, and I just love it, like the mix of like the business side and the creativity and working with different clients is just like my passion, and I just love that I'm able to help people while doing things that I love. And yeah, I think one of my goals with the business is also to help people like really put their best foot forward and like highlight them in the best way possible thanks to branding and communications, so that they get to do the same and basically live their dream life through their business.
I love it, and I love that you're saying all of these, because what you do is one of my dreams that I'm gonna fulfill sometime. I have told you about that. Yeah. I love what you do, and I'm here because I want to talk in this podcast to all of the people that have big dreams, or all of the entrepreneurs or business owners that think that following their dreams or creating their businesses is a risky thing. Mm. I think that for Latin American people, especially when we talk about entrepreneurship or starting your own business, it feels risky. Mm-hmm. Or it feels like it's not safe.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do, of course, with society and the way we grow and the way we are raised. But I have something that I want to say to start this conversation, and is I think that, and it's actually what I was saying in the podcast that I recorded yesterday, and it's that the safest way to live your life, mm-hmm, is to follow your purpose and your dreams, mm-hmm, because that's the path that no one has ever created, and it's also the path that no one can take away from you.
Yeah.
But there is something in particular that I want you to talk about, and is, do you think that it is safe or not safe to start your own business? And do you think that the thing, or the problem, or the situation, or the challenge, let's say challenge better, it's starting a business or communicating your business?
Okay, so yeah, thank you for asking
that. Your smile, because yeah, you love this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love this. So do I think it's safe or not safe? So first of all, I think that there's not like one thing that's better than the other. And I think like if you're great, like you have to be self-aware and know yourself, because like not everyone wants to have their business and like that's super cool and like perfectly fine. And I think it all comes down to your values. And like if you're someone that values safety over something else that maybe owning your business can provide you, then that's great. But if not, then you can question it. So basically, like knowing yourself and your values and trying to, as much as possible, live in alignment with that. And that's funny because like the first time we met, we went to watch the sunrise at the beach, And I remember that's what I told you, like, I just prefer feeling free than feeling safe.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't want to, it's not like we're making, I think you're, or I, any like super reckless decisions. I think that it's just that our mindset is that for us, we work hard, I think, both of us, and we're very like minded and disciplined and committed. So I feel like it's also like, it feels safer for me to bet on myself than to depend
wow.
on someone else. Because I was thinking after I told you that, like I really value freedom and I love having the flexibility and like making my stuff basically. But I was like, I also need to feel safe. Like, it's not like I want to like not make money or like,
yeah.
it's like you
yeah,
still
there needs
need
to
some
be
sense,
like a level or sense of safety.
Some sense of safety. But I feel like for me, I think it's safer to depend on my, because I know like with your business, like it's a hard thing, but it's also a great thing that everything that happens in your business, you're responsible for it, basically. So it's like a lot of pressure sometimes, but it's also like a very empowering thing, and like you're responsible for your life and your business and everything. And for me, it feels more safe than depending on a boss or a company that, especially I think we've seen also like with the pandemic, you know, like people were laid off, like at least here in the US, you can be laid off like from one day to the next, like basically overnight, or like you have like a 2 weeks notice, which
yeah.
like where I come from in France, it's very different with that. That doesn't feel safe to me. And like, I feel like if I manage my business well, I can have like more, like before I'm like, you cannot make it financially, like you have more time to see it coming. So
wow.
it doesn't feel as risky when you look at it that way. It's just like, and that's your whole thing. And then that's why people come to you. Like, do you believe that you can provide that safety for yourself? If like having your business and like creating your thing is what you truly want.
It's funny because in the end, it's all about, do you believe in yourself enough to do this or not?
Yes. And do you have a dream that's, like
that yeah,
and where do you feel that your place is? Because I feel like also like in a lot of like entrepreneurship podcasts, one thing that I don't love that much
mm-hmm.
is sometimes it can sound like that's the way to go and that's what everyone wants.
No.
And I don't think that and I think that if you work great in a team and like you need you find a team with a great vision and that they have a purpose that aligns with you, what you want to do, and they give you some sort of flexibility that you want, but you don't need more flexibility than that. And like you, like it's just finding what works for you. But if you have that thing that really drives you and you know it's meant for you, then it becomes all about believing in yourself. And it's the same also like if you're applying for a job that is your dream job,
it's
like do you
same.
Believe you can have it? So yeah,
I love what you just said, because when I said it's all about believing in yourself, I think it's the same for both paths.
Mm-hmm.
And both paths are equally challenging
mm-hmm.
and equally like worthy of respect and
yes.
admiration. But I just think that for some people, they have these big dreams, these big missions, these big desires, or these big callings from
mm-hmm.
their soul of the things that they know from their heart that they want to do, but they don't take the step.
Yeah.
Or they don't stand up for it because of this belief that it's going to be unsafe, that it's going to be risky, that they are going to fall, that they are not going to be able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you're going to fall. Of course that sometimes you're not going to be able to make it, but in the end it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
And if it's not okay in the end, it's not the end. But talking about that, do
yeah.
you think that how challenging it is to make your dreams and your visions into a reality, or like creating your business, do you think that the challenge is creating it itself? Or do you think that the challenge is I mean, to get clients?
Yeah.
Or do you think that the challenge is that you don't know how you are communicating yourself and how you are sharing to the world and to other people your message and your vision? And I ask you this because you are all about branding and you are all about connecting brands mm-hmm. with their perfect branding
yeah.
so they can be seen the way that they want to be perceived.
Yeah. So I think it's both. There are a lot of challenging
yeah.
things in business, as you know.
yeah.
I think it depends where you're at, but it's about finding the right balance between both, I think. Because, like, you need to have the first thing that I always say.
But let's say that the operating part of their business and their product and everything, let's say that it's all checked.
Yeah, then, yeah.
That,
yeah.
yeah, because I want to focus, like, on the communication. Like, how do you communicate your message?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say they have a great product. Let's say
yeah.
that they manage their operations. They say that they have a structure, system, processes, and
yeah.
they know what they're doing. After that, what happens?
Yeah, then that's when you need to hire me, basically. No, but, like, yeah. But that's the first thing of marketing, like, the first part of the marketing mix. Is the product. So, like, if your product is good, so you have the product, price, place, so the distribution, where is it sold, and then promotion, which is communication and where we usually include branding. But, like, your branding, like, your brand is everything. And you need all parts of that mix. Like, your pricing needs to be set right. Your products need to be, like, great quality. And then you need to communicate about all that authentically based on what is being done to, like, really set the expectations. And, like, there's two different things that we can see. One that we can see, and that's often when we're like, oh, it's just marketing, which, like, it's not. And I told you about the episode of the podcast that I recorded about that. It's just that they're overselling something and communicating, like, almost too well, or, like, not in a realistic way versus what is being done in terms of the product. So then you're, like, disappointed when you get the product or the offer or the training, whatever it may be, because it was, like, basically oversold. And I think there's a lot of, like, great people doing great things that they're afraid of that, or they
that's have, what I want to talk about.
They have this image of marketing that it's like, and I can so
oh my god
relate.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah,
yes,
I
that's
can
it.
Really relate, because that's me with sales. For me, sales feel really cringy, and I'm like, and you have this vision of someone kind of, like, almost dishonest. And I feel with branding and marketing, it can be like
the same.
You have the image of someone that's maybe a bit manipulative,
mm-hmm.
and that can be the case, because, like, you do manipulate people, but, like, we all do it. It's just, like, what is your intention behind it?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people, they will undersell themselves, not for lack of time or that they don't have the content. And we were just talking about that with you, that you're not even sharing, like, half of your testimonials that you're getting that are great, because it's either a thing, like, what will people think? Like, am I, like, bragging too much? Am I, like, repeating, being redundant with my content and stuff? And also, like, it's almost like you feel, and those are, like, great testimonials that you got, so you deserve them. Yeah, that you don't want to overpromise, or, like, you feel like you would be in that thing that you're overselling.
I think it's, like, how do you fight? I'm going to use the word fight because, I don't know, it occurred to me. How do you fight the shame and the shyness of sharing your product and what you do in the great way you do it?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, because you do a great job, you do the best job ever, but then
yeah.
you don't communicate it, or you don't communicate it like that,
mm-hmm.
because you are shy, or because you think people are gonna say, who does she think she is, and, like, how do you fight that?
Yeah, So I just...
What are, like, your steps to
I
find that?
I just recorded an episode, like, in my series, because that's one question that I get all the time. Like, I don't want to show my face on social media because, like, this and that. And it's, I think, like, limiting beliefs. And also, I think when I break it down, that actually it's an ego thing. So, like, you want to be humble and seen as, like, humble and, like, not bragging. So you don't do it because, like, that's what you said, like people will say, like, who does she think she is? So there's a part that, like, you don't want to appear like you're narcissistic or, like, bragging, so you don't do it, but that's still an ego. Like, that's basically, like, reverse, but that's an ego thing.
Yeah, totally.
Basically, so, like, when I found that out, like, thinking of it, like, it unblocked a lot of things, I think. And also, I think one something that can help you is, like, basically if you're doing something great, you have a great offer, product, service, whatever it may be, and you're not, like, selling the shit out of it online and, like, doing your best, and you know that you have something that will help people in some way or another, and it can be, like, it doesn't have to save the world, but, like, anything that will bring someone joy or, like, whatever
that's
you're
saving,
doing.
That's saving the world.
And you're not, like, sharing it, like, you're doing the world a disservice. Like, people deserve to know about
word.
You. Like, people want to know about you. And
that's,
like,
selfish.
You hiding is not, like, helping them. It's not helping yourself, but it's also not helping them. Like, imagine the impact, like, if you have good intentions and you show up as your best self and, like, you just communicate, like, you just expand a lot more and you'll have a way bigger impact. So imagine all the change you can create, whatever your company mission and vision is, like, you can just get to do more of that and bring more good.
Also, all the people you can help.
Yeah.
All the lives you can change. So, yeah, completely, it's a disservice and it's super selfish to do it. But I completely get what you're saying and I completely agree with you, but we are human.
Yes.
So sometimes we're going to go through that.
Yeah.
You know that I have these periods when I go into my cave.
Yes.
For
the
all
cave.
Of you. Yeah, the cave. For all of you who don't know, I have these periods of time when I go into the cave. And in those periods of time, I'm like relearning all the lessons or the lessons of all the things that have happened to me in the past months. And also I'm like reflecting and like setting new goals, like changing things, letting go of some things, transforming some things, like evolving. Like when I'm in the cave, it's all about the inner work and it's all about the work that you do about your roots.
Yeah.
And that's so important to grow because you need to have strong roots so you can go up.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the cave, it is really hard for me to sell,
yeah,
or to communicate what I do in the great way that I know it can help people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm in the cave, it's like you are doubting everything. Because when you're in the cave, you're questioning everything.
Thinking.
To see what states,
yeah,
what needs to go, what needs to change. So how would you manage that? Like, what would be, like, your tips for people?
Mm.
This is a super specific thing, so I'm going to make it more general now because I don't know if everyone has a cape. I think everyone does, but okay. So being more general, how would you recommend people to put themselves out there, even if they are afraid, even if they have doubts,
even
if there are insecurities and, yeah.
Okay. I think I know. Basically, I think when you're into those more like introspective modes, what happens is like what you put out there and what you use to create for content and like even your branding and everything no longer really feels aligned. I think you go into the cave because you already have the vision of the next version of you and of your business. And you're like, something feels like there's a disconnect or like I need to realign that. And what's great with you, I think, and we talked about it, like, we do it quite often.
Yeah.
So that can be good because, like, you constantly, like, grow and evolve, like, really fast. But also it's bad because it, like, it stops you in your track. You know, like, you lose momentum, kind of. But also, like, you're always, like, growing and evolving. And also, like, both our companies are pretty young, so I feel like that's really normal. I think what you do in those instances, like, I don't think you really can keep going with the old type of content, and you don't really know what the new type of content is going to be yet. So I think it's okay to take a little break and maybe to just share that. I feel the issue is that you don't want to share, like, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know where I'm going, but I feel like it's okay to share it. And that's
what makes you
that
connect.
You can share, like, yeah, me too in my business, like, and you're helping, like, if one of your clients tell you, like, literally, that's why they come to you, like, I don't know where I'm at, or, like, what direction do we go in next, you're not, like, judging them or being like, well, you suck. Like, and it's good for them also, like, they will relate to you more because of that, because they're like, oh, okay, she's also, like, you don't have to have it all figured out. And, like, you go, it's like seasons, like we were talking about that, like, in life, it's like seasons, and, like, you're in winter mode, like, hibernating. Maybe you can do a little less because you don't want to push yourself to burnout, especially if you don't have a team or, like, systems in place.
And especially, like, because those moments to be in the cave where we think that we are not moving energy or that we are not moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Those moments when you stop and you are, like, in introspective mode is when you are moving the most energy.
Yeah.
So when you go out, it all manifests.
Yes.
So all the energy you are moving when you think you are stopped is energy that you need to count on, because it's a lot of work. Sometimes we think that the internal work, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So sometimes you are, like, super tired or having less energy and you think, like, why am I this tired or having this few energy if I'm doing less?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, because you're going through some internal process, some life changes. Like, it's also super important for us to serve our clients in the best possible way. To know that energetically, sometimes we are going through personal stuffs that are taking so much energy out from us. But those challenges or those processes we are going through are exactly the processes that are going to allow us to grow into the next level, to be able to work more efficiently with our clients and to serve them more efficiently.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would be, like, the three or four things that you would tell any people with a dream that they want to share, or a vision they want to create, or any entrepreneur with a business? What are, like, the two or three things that they need to know about them communicating their message?
Mm.
How to communicate your message efficiently.
Okay. I think first, like, the foundation of everything is strategy. And, like, the brand strategy, basically, there's stuff that is, like, technical marketing stuff. But basically, what is your message? But, like, be really clear on that, because oftentimes, like, you think you have your message and everything and you know what you want to say, but not really. And it's what are your brand values? What is your exact message? What is it that you bring to people that is maybe different than competition or that someone else is doing the same thing? And when you're not clear on that, you'll just be usually copying what someone else does. And that's not how you grow, because well, someone else is doing it and it's authentic to them. But if it's authentic to them, it's not maybe to you. And it doesn't have to mean like you need to invent something crazy. It's just showing up as you, and you'll have like people resonate with that more. So being really clear on that. And also on like the tone and like everything from your brand, and being really, really clear on one message. Like you should have one main message and that's it. Like that's enough. And you're going to feel like it's like repetitive and like, but that's like your thing. So that's number one. Then I think setting up like a really good, like in my process, that's basically the process we follow, but like the visuals need to be there. Like people are visual, especially if you're going to be communicating on social media, like you need to make sure that that's really good, like however you do it. But that needs to be good. And like, I get asked about like, what's the ROI of that? Or like, what's, how important is it like to have a, it's not just about your brand or you like looking cute on Instagram. It's like, why do you buy anything? Like think of your choices that you're making. It's because of like, we make like super fast decisions when we purchase stuff and when we make investments and everything. And it's almost like subconscious. And like with the visual, like when branding is done right, it's not like, oh, this looks good, like this design looks good. It's like you can feel the essence of the brand and the heart of the brand and like the brand values through the branding and through the visual, like in like a second, basically. It's not just about it being professional and like you can do that. And that's something that also can evolve. It depends what stage you're in your business and like if you're just starting out. And of course, like realistically, like your budgets and everything. But like if there's one thing to invest in first, that would be those two things. And then once you've established that, which is like the foundation, your brand strategy, it's like for you, like internally, for your team and yourself, like to know where you're going. Then the visual part, you'll have it on like your website, your social media and all of that. And then it's just about being consistent and doing it. And I think not being afraid to, don't try to make it perfect, like just try to do things. And if you've worked on the foundation before, you're going to be okay. Like, just like doing it, and like it's never going to be perfect, but especially if your business is based on social media, like just being very active and showing up and doing it, that's super important. And that's then what's going to help you really grow, and we both know it. I think you can see like when you're showing up or not, and like you can see the results, we can see the change.
Totally. So speaking about results and about showing up or not, I love that you said that, because I think that being able to create what you want, it's about believing in yourself and showing up for that. Mm-hmm. So speaking about that, what would you say is the link between communicating efficiently your message, mm-hmm, and having clients?
Yeah, I think it's super important. Like if
from 1 to 10, how important it is for you?
I don't know, like it's a 9 or a 10.
A 10.
Because like if you don't know, like people will know and feel if something is not clear for you. Like, you know, sometimes like you come up with an offer and like you weren't sure about it, or like you weren't sure how to communicate like exactly, and you had like 2 main highlights and you choose to go with both. Like choose one. Like if you're anything that's vague, since we decide so quickly and that's not like really, really clear what you're doing. And I realized that in my own business, sometimes I would like meet people like again and they weren't sure, or they were, oh, but yeah, you do branding. And I'm like, I'm not showing up as much as I should, because I told them like a few times, but I wasn't top of mind. And that's like people that I met in person. So imagine if it's just like followers you got from social media. And like, don't be scared to really annoy them. Like, no, but it's like if they don't like it, or you're not like posting too much, or that, I don't think that can really happen. Like, and if they don't like it, they'll just unfollow. But I realized it was more the other way around. And then I think it's like, then how you communicate it and all of the investment and the resources that it involves, because like having it be like quite professional and like investing in like good brand design, it has a cost. And I think that's a lot of the work that you do, like the blocks, because it's like, do you believe in yourself enough to invest that amount in your business in something that it's not like a Facebook ad that you know, oh, I'm going to spend like $10 and I'll have that many clicks or likes or whatever. Like you cannot measure it, but it's
about believing.
Exactly. And like, I think having something like really professional and that's really you in your branding, it just tells the world like she invested money in their business, like she already believes in herself. And especially for us as service providers, like if you don't believe in yourself, what would they want to hire you like as a coach or me as a brand manager? That's like, I invest in brand photography, that's expensive. Like I invest in like people and this and that. And sometimes you're like, oh, shit, that's expensive. Like, should I, or like, is it like risky, or like, is that the expense I need to make? But it shows, like, then people like
the
see
quality.
It.
Yeah, I know the quality of this, so I believe
shows.
In this and I invest in this.
Exactly. Basically.
I love everything you just said. I'm speechless. I swear.
And that doesn't happen a lot.
That doesn't happen a lot. Unless with you.
Oh.
I love everything you just say. Are there any apps, softwares, tricks that you would recommend to people for them to organize their content, create their content, and share their content?
Oh yes, like operational tips. I love giving those because that's like useful. To organize my content and like everything, my life basically, I use Notion. I know you love it too.
Yes.
So like find a tool, but
Notion should pay me for how much I recommend it.
Yeah.
If you from Notion are hearing this, please pay me. My account is 394.
Sponsor us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Notion. And I think, yeah, finding the systems that work for you.
So Notion for organization. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do Notion for organization. I think even like if you don't really have something like just shooting content and like trying to like just do it and like having a constant reminder is a first. And then the next step is like maybe strategize a bit more and try thinking about like which offers are you coming up with, which product are you launching and when, and what content would make sense at that stage. That's like the next step. But
so create content that is aligned with the offer that you're going to put out there.
Yeah, that's what makes the most sense. But also sometimes if you're not there and you don't have a team or the resources, maybe it will like make you slower or like overthink things and like you not post. Like the most important is that you do it.
You
even
show
if it's
up,
not
yeah.
strategic, like. And then once you feel like you've like reached momentum and like you want to upgrade, that's when you do that. But yeah, I don't want it to be like blocking for you to like think about like the strategy and everything. So, and yeah, then also like even as an agency, like with clients, like as professionals with that, now we've moved into like shooting a lot of content for our clients for their social media. We do it with an iPhone. Like you don't
yeah.
need, like it's just like you're thinking like you need professional stuff. Like that, like it's like what, $10 on Amazon or something like that. We shoot a lot of content with the iPhone, even for clients. Like you can get a few tools, but you don't need like the professional camera. And like we've tried like doing it.
Just
with,
show
like,
up.
Professional videographer, photographer. It just takes longer. The quality, like
is
if it's
it?
For Instagram, you cannot really tell the difference.
Yeah.
Maybe once a year you do a brand campaign and like that's really like polished and like you put a lot of effort into it beforehand. But otherwise, yeah.
Because then it's gonna take you so much time, so much resources, and so
yes.
much effort, and then you're gonna be lost in that, and you're not gonna be showing up for your client. That in the end is the most important thing.
Yeah.
So are there any apps besides Notion that you recommend for editing content, organizing content, or putting content out there? For example, I edit my videos with InShot. Like, are there some apps that you recommend? And I think with that, we can close.
Yeah. So I think the apps, so yeah, for the organization, Notion and Dropbox. I categorize everything in Dropbox and then have the links in Notion. Because with the team, like, we can communicate that way. And then one that I always recommend is later.com for content scheduling. So that's the tool I love to, if you want to actually schedule the content. And even if you don't have a whole strategy, at least it enables you to see how your feed is going to look. And, like, kind of, like, sometimes you're in the mood to create content and, like, you can batch create content and the posts. And otherwise, like, editing, like, the more organic it looks, the better. So if you're doing a reel, I now prefer, and I've done it before with, like, editing tools, like video tools, and I prefer doing it on the app whenever possible because it just looks more. And I used to be like, no, because the fonts, they're not on brand, because I'm picky, like, about my fonts and everything. But it's better because in the end, it gets more engagement and, like, it's native to the platform and people recognize that, and it doesn't look like an ad, like a permanent ad where you're posting. It looks like, oh, they posted that. And in the end, what matters most, like, that would be the same. It's like the product. It's what you're saying, not really how it looks. Then you can still, like, pick a few colors. Like, you're doing it through Instagram, but you pick, like, your colors and you always try to use the same. And that brings you, like, a lot of cohesiveness with your branding, and you will look, like, cool and, like, professional, but still authentic to the platform and to you.
So, editing videos on the app, later. One quick question about later, and then we are done.
Yeah.
Does later auto-publishes the content?
Yes, you can auto-publish on some platforms. You can do it that way. I know I also like to post it manually to, like, I get a notification. And then I do it manually so I can, like, review, like, reread it and also engage and, like, post a story at that time. Because for me, when I was doing the auto-posting, I wasn't opening the app as much and being as present. And it's kind of, like, my reminder to go and, like, maybe post a story, do stuff like that. But, like, you can try different things and also see what works for you. Perfect. And I think one thing, once you've established and, like, you do something, you can go and kind of analyze your content, go to your insights, and, like, you can kind of see what works, what resonates with people, what they want more of, less of. You can You can ask them, literally, with the polls and everything, you can ask them what they want from you, and you get, like, a free market study of your customers. Like, that's amazing. Like,
yeah, sometimes we think we need to figure everything out themselves, and it's not true. Yeah. Like, businesses are for people and are made of people. So go talk to people, go ask to people, and go ask your clients so they can give you the best information about whether it is being clear or not. Are they getting your message or not?
Yeah.
Are you being consistent enough or not? So thank you so much for being on the podcast. I hope that this podcast is really helpful for everyone that have heard it. For all of you having a business, or starting a business, having a big dream or vision and wanting to create it, this is Anne Heloise. Please tell everyone what is your social media, if there is something, some program or something that you would like to share for those that want to know more.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that. So Instagram is at AHBC Group, and our website is ahbc-group.com. And then we work with clients individually, like doing custom branding, and we're coming up with a program that will be called the Dream Brand Club. It's not launched yet, but maybe, like, you posting the podcast will actually motivate me to do that. And yeah, basically, we wanted to come up with an offer that is for people that are just starting their business, that don't have the same resources and like finances, but that still want a branding that's professional, but to make it a lot more accessible and to also give some more like educational tools. So we'll have like brand templates, website templates, social media templates, and also like trainings on like how to do it yourself. So yeah, basically we're super excited about that launch. It's going to be great. And we also share a lot of like free stuff on the podcast, which is called Market It, Build Your Dream Brand. And also, yeah, on the Instagram, we have like free workbooks for brand strategy and social media strategy. So you can just go ahead and grab those. Thank you so much.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for everyone that have listened to this podcast. As you know, you can find me on Instagram as Maria L. Sanchez L. Please share this podcast to anyone who you think that may need it. Please also rate the podcast because it really helps for new people to discover it and people who really need it may be out there looking for this information.
And it helps us and motivates us because this takes time and like effort. Like,
yeah, a lot of.
I don't know, like I used to think it was easy for the people who were recording podcasts and videos and like,
but they liked it.
Yeah, and like you have a resistance. Like it's, as we were saying, you don't like hearing yourself and like all that stuff. Like it's, so yeah, that's encouraging to us too.
Thank you. That's really encouraging to us. Thank you so much for being here. Also, you know that I love hearing your comments about the podcast and in answering your questions. So if you do have some, let us know through Instagram. Bye.